world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, man, good Monday morning. I can't yell too loud. I don't know if Mark Trump's up yet or not. He's up there in the our guest chalet. I don't know if we got him up yet or not. What a weekend. This is going to be a little bit different today because I want to do a lot of talking today, if it's okay with you. We'll have some comments, but I got some things I really want to lay out today. Holy Spirit, he had me up early today. And it's like crazy. He was laying out a show for me today. So I want to make sure that I cover the topics that he wanted to cover. So if you guys will just bear with me here a little bit till I get rolling here, then we'll get the comments going here in a second. We had the most unbelievable. Listen, right now, get off YouTube, folks. Right now, get off YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, get off YouTube. We're going to leave here in about 30 seconds, okay? We're going to get off YouTube. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. It's streaming there. Don't go to YouTube. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. If you're coming in right now, some of you getting in late, go ahead, Spencer, shut that down. Shut it down. Shut down YouTube. We're off YouTube. I'm really full of it today. You see, Coach, you're full of it. No, I'm really full of it today. We had an overwhelming weekend. I just want to share some thoughts and some plans, and I just want to share some things with you if you can. Okay, bear with me here a bit. See, we're a body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We focus so much on the bride of Christ. We focus so much on futuristic Christianity that we get lost in the moment. We're the body of Christ. I don't know how the body of Christ becomes the bride of Christ. I don't want to argue about that. I don't want to debate about that. But I can tell you this. We have got our heads. We are so heavenly conscious sometimes that we're no earthly good. And it happens. I don't know why it happens, but here's what I saw this weekend. We did a lot of ministry this weekend here at home. In other words, right around me. For those of you who follow the show know that I spend a lot of time going other places. And I'm glad to do it. I'm happy to do it. But this weekend, people came here. And boy, were my eyes really, really opened. Something happening here, and what it is ain't exactly clear, but I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is doing something. The Lord impressed me, Spencer, the Lord impressed upon me to play that In God We Still Trust as just kind of a tip off from Diamond Rio, 3 minutes and 37 seconds. My faith was built again this weekend. Go ahead and play that, Spencer.
Place your hand on his Bible when you swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation. We're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. Here in America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Amen.
Trust here in America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Okay, Spence, you can cut that off.
In God
we still trust. There's something going on. Something going on here. You bear with me a second. I was really overwhelmed this weekend. Number one, the people who showed up in Granville to be with knuckleheads. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. By the way, those of you who did and those of you who didn't matter, it doesn't matter. Jake Warner, knuckleheads, posted online they had a record day financially. Knuckleheads had a record day. And I was amazed at the number of people who came to that little homosexual shame event in Granville. You guys, the number of you who came. And I messed up because the parade started at 5. They told me by the time it all be rolling, it'd be 6. So the parade was so huge that we were about a half hour late and missed the entire parade. But they had one in downtown Granville. I got a couple clips. Stay with me a second. And then the next morning, I got up. Bobby Lee was still here. Mark Trump hadn't rolled in yet. Bobby Lee and I got in a car and we drove an hour and 15 or 20 minutes down to St. Clairsville, Ohio, where John Diamond made a presentation to a group of American Christian patriots. And I was really blessed to be there because in God we still trust. And drove home and got home. And by the time I get home, Mark Trump comes in and we go to Liberty Mills for a little get together to eat before we go to Knuckleheads on Saturday night. These people show up Saturday night in Granville, Knuckleheads. Can't hardly pull them away from each other, the fellowship. Then I get up Sunday morning, drive all the way up to Canton, Ohio. It's about an hour and 40 minutes for us, Canton, Ohio, to go see Professor Toto, be part of that event. 200 people in that room. And I look around, and there they are. There are people coming in there wearing Coach Dave Live shirts that I've never seen. I've never seen these people. Never seen them. And I sat back, I thought, my God, Lord, there's something going on. There's something going on. And the Holy Spirit said to me, I think it was him. No, I don't hear voices, but I hear his voice. And he gave me this scripture. For his name's sake. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord's getting ready to do something because he's going to defend his name. He is going to defend his name against the lying wiles of the devil and those who support him. The Lord's name is on the line. You hear what I'm telling you? His name is on the line. Now, it's my job to defend him. It's the job of the church to stand up and defend the Lord. It is, in fact, our job. But don't ever forget this, that the scriptures say repeatedly, for his name's sake. Because listen, if your name is dragged through the mud, how many of you have lived that one, had your name dragged through the mud, and then you spend the rest of your life trying to clean up your name because something you did 15 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever, and you fight and you fight and you fight to clean up your name, and they constantly throw that thing back in your face. Somebody give me a thumbs up. You know what I'm telling you about, right? Somebody give me a thumbs up, right? And listen, let me tell you something. Listen, the Lord don't need anybody to defend his name. I'm going to tell you this. He's going to. He is going to defend his name. Why? Because if his name is no good, his word's no good. You missed that. If his name's no good, his word's no good. And his name's good. And his word's good. And I was amazed. We go up there yesterday to Canton, Ohio. And we're in there with all Professor Toto's crowd. Probably 200 of us in there. I don't know how many. Coach Dave folks popping up is unbelievable. And right in the midst of it, Stephanie comes rolling in. Our resident former pagan Stephanie comes rolling in. And she's all stressed because her car is broken. Somehow she gets there, ends up there, and she comes in there. And she said, I don't know, something with my brakes. And there's Bob Evans who drove a long way to come there. And there's Mark Trump who drove from Virginia to be there. And there's Reggie's husband, Dennis, who drove all the way to be there. And who am I forgetting? And the next thing I know, those guys get up from the table. And they walk in the midst of this event that they come to. Dinner is being served. They get up. They walk out of that place. And they're gone for about, I don't know, an hour, whatever. They come back in and they all got grease monkeys. They all got grease arms. And Stephanie had a new brake job in the parking lot at the event. And I said, Lord, my Lord, that's the body of Christ. And then I said, Michelle, my dear wife, who paid for that? And she kind of looked at me. She said, well, you know, I gave them $100. But then at the end of it, they gave the $100 back. Who paid for that? I don't know. Maybe Stephanie knows. Stephanie came to serve and got a free brake job.
Amen, Coach. And I still don't know who paid for it because I still have that $100 bill and nobody would take it back. So I still don't know. Thank you, guys.
The body. There sits Bob Evans, who never says anything. Just there and supportive and loves the Lord. Bob gets up, goes out. I found this out later. They didn't even have any tools. They went and bought them to put new brakes on Stephanie's car. When they'd driven all that way to be a part of that event, I said, Lord, something's going on in here. Something's going on. And so I got couple things I want to really lay out there for us today. I'm going to take this head on, okay? Let me take this head on. You don't have to raise your hand because I know this. The people are telling you or cautioning you that you better be careful because you are part of a cult. Right? You're hearing that. The Holy Spirit woke me up this morning and said, hey, look up cult. I got it there, Spencer. Pull it up there. I'm going to give some of you some ammunition to shove into the face of those people who don't get what's going on. Five warning signs of a cult mask as a church. And you just honestly answer these questions and ask yourself if you're part of a cult. Can I tell you this? Oh, okay. I'll say it, Lord. Denominationism is a cult. That's your cult. You're looking for a cult. There it is. Denominationalism. Well, I'm going somewhere.
Amen, Coach.
Stay with me. Thanks, Tracy. Stay with me. The five warning signs of a cult. So all those friends who have seen, as I heard Betty stand up in St. Clairsville and say, I've been a Christian for however long it was, Betty, and said it's only been in the last 5 months. She pointed at me, not meaning me, but pointing at me saying this show in 5 months has taught me more about Christianity than the 55 years I was in church. I've learned more in the last 5 months to the point where it has radically transformed her walk. Betty, can you give me a thumbs up or say amen?
Amen, Coach.
But I'm not putting any words in your mouth, Betty.
Amen. Thank you, Coach. Love you guys.
You said that, didn't you, Betty? You testified that, didn't you, Betty?
Yes, I did. You testified. You gave me the guts to do that. It was only you.
Amen. No, not me. It's us. Okay, so here's a cult, okay? Here's a cult. Slide on down. Pastor's always right. Am I always right? Do you listen, friends? Listen, I'm just trying to get you to think, okay? For those people that are telling you that, oh, you're following that guy, you better be careful. Do you have to agree with me to be in here? Of course you don't have to agree with me. I don't even agree with me sometimes. I'm working out my own salvation with fear and trembling. Oh, boy, are you allowed to cross the pastor in your church? Somebody give me a thumbs up on that one. Try crossing your pastor and see what happens. Try crossing the denominational standard and see what happens. And yet you step outside the box and you tell people about Coach Dave Live. Oh, you're following a cult. Somebody give me a thumbs up. I know, man, I'm over it again this morning. Why am I over it? Because the Holy Spirit woke me up and said, you better deal with this. Am I always right? Can you throw your 2 cents on the table here and believe what you want to believe here? Oh, yeah, you sure can. Let me go next one. See, they're at a church where the pastor is always right. Deception. Deception. Cult needs to recruit and operate using deception. Do we do that here? Huh? People come and go. They can get involved at whatever level they want to get involved in. They can do whatever. We'll go. We'll try to help them. Ain't no deception here. We lay it out on the table. Say, I don't know. I don't know. Here's what I think, but I don't know. What do you think? I'm giving you ammunition to use against those who continually harass you because they're stuck in mundane, dead religion, and your wings are beginning to sprout, and you're flying out of that cage that they've locked you in, and they want to pull you back in. No deception here. Hey, I tell you right up front, I don't know some things. But I know that ain't right. Third one. Exclusivism. You have to listen to me only. Oh, you can't be listening to Professor Toto. You can't be listening to Mike Lindell. You can't be listening to Mike Adam. You got to come here for the truth. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to open your eyes. Are you listening to me? Many of the people you go to church with are in a freaking cult.
Boom.
They're not even allowed to go to another church. Go to the next one.
Mic drop.
Thank you, brother. Fear and intimidation. Did I try to scare you into line? You better follow me if I'm to intimidate you. I'm going to have Larry call you. I'm going to have Reggie call you. Oh, I'm going to. What? Do we operate that way here? Hey, come and go, man. Come and go. You leave. I'm sorry you left. I'm sorry we weren't feeding you the right kind of food. But hey, ain't no fear and intimidation here. You come and go as you want. Bring whoever you want to, or don't bring whoever you want to. And the last one. Good, Spence. No accountability for leadership. That's all this thing is. That's all this is. I bring up a topic and I say, what do you think? That's all it is. And at the end of the day, you believe what you want to believe. You don't have to agree with me. So I want to equip you to understand that those on the outside, they're trapped in a cult of religion. Oh, we've been talking about paradigms. Okay, so listen, stay with me. I know y'all want to get in here. I'm going to give you a chance. So Spencer, here's what I want you to do. This blew me away. I said, Lord, so Lord, well, hey, Spencer, go to that thing we just looked up on my Facebook page. Because we went to Knuckleheads, and there's a picture of me and Professor Toto together, right? And so I just posted on that. I said, Professor Toto and Coach Dave building an army in Canton, Ohio. That's all I said, just simple, showing people what was going on. And scroll on down, people love to comment, right? But I don't, by the way, somebody told me don't get in a peeing contest with a skunk. I don't even debate with him. But Roger Weaver posts, some guy says something. Go back down a little bit, but if you could, Spence, go up the top. I'm sorry. Some guy jumps in here named Roger Staggs and says, oh my, got a feeling that's a big mistake. And I'm thinking, what? What's the big mistake? Me and Professor Toto? What's the mistake? So Roger jumps in. And Roger said, can you explain? And so Roger Staggs, hope you're watching, Roger. Roger Staggs. I personally would not be aligning myself with Professor Toto as far as Bible doctrine and theology. In other words, this guy doesn't agree with Toto. Because he doesn't agree with Toto, he ain't going to associate with him. Can I tell you something? I don't agree with Jeff Klein. I don't agree with Larry. I don't agree with Alan Zeifer. Are you guys, you get what I'm telling you? So I said, well, Lord, what the? I wanted to say H-E-L. In fact, I did say that. What the? I did use that word in my head. And I said, Lord, what is essential doctrine? What is essential doctrine? What is it? See, this guy here, this Roger Staggs, he is stuck in a cult that he thinks. You see it, folks? Exclusivity. If you don't agree with Roger Staggs, you're off the road. Oh, you're off the reservation. And you're probably watching Coach Dave, who's building a cult. Yes or no? Donald Trump's on the verge of being a cult. Uh-oh, I said it. Okay, so what are the essentials? What are the essentials? Click on it, Spencer. Essential doctrines of Christianity. You ready? Five essential doctrines. Hey, folks, everything else is BS. Stop right there. The five central doctrines of Christianity. The deity of Jesus Christ. This is what you have to believe in order to be able to call yourself a Christian. That's what it means, essentials. You have to believe Jesus Christ is God. You have to believe that there's salvation by grace. You have to believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead. You have to believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ and monotheism. He is the only God. Boom! That's it. Everything else is open for debate. I can see all of you. Give me a thumbs up so you're getting what I'm telling you. I'm trying to equip you today to go against those naysayers, okay? So let's scroll down then. What are the non-essentials of the faith? By the way, you can get this from Matt Slick. The non-essentials. And ask yourself what the church spends all of its time on and what the argument in the church is over. Eschatology. Well, what's that? Well, first of all, it's non-essential. It doesn't really matter. But that's how and when the end times will unfold, the rapture, the millennium, the role of Israel today. Can somebody say we spend all of our time arguing over that? Somebody say yes, yes. Come on, raise your hands.
Yes, yes, coach.
There it is. There it is. You're not a Christian because you don't believe, you don't love Israel. You're not a Christian. You don't believe in a rapture. You're not a Christian. The age of the earth, young, old creationism, Bible translations, King James. These are all non-essentials and where all the arguments take place. Ecclesiology, how the church is supposed to operate, how the government operates, the role of the clergy, the lady, the apostles. Are there prophets today? We argue soteriological systems, Arminianism, Calvinism. We don't believe that in our church of God. We don't believe that of our church of God in Christ. In Christian Union. We don't believe that here. Demonology. Can a Christian have a demon or not? Teaching on various kinds of spiritual warfare. What about sacraments? Wine? Grape juice? Leaven? Unleavened bread? Who can give it? Who can receive it? Modes of baptism. Do you sprinkle? Do you immerse? How do you do that? Worship styles. Is it liturgical? Contemporary? Flags? No flags? Speaking in tongues? What is it? Worship styles? Gifts of the Holy Spirit? Is there tongues? No tongues? Cessation? Folks, all non-essentials. Worship observances. Do you do it on Saturday? Do you do it on Sunday? Huh? Special holidays? Do you keep the feasts? I'm not arguing with you if you keep the feasts, but it's not a salvation issue. Food and drink, can you have beer? Would it be best for you not to eat pork? I say yes! It would be best if you didn't eat pork or crawfish. Is it an essential doctrine? No. Do we make it one? Somebody do this. Look at me. Do this. Do this. Do this. It's easy. Huh? See what the devil's doing to us. Various do's and don'ts, non-essentials. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't play cards, don't dance, don't wear makeup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That can all be found in the CARM, right there, Matt Slick CARM. Those are the essential and non-essential doctrines. And can I tell you something? Most of you are being accused of being in a cult based on something we just read there in those non-essentials. Give me a thumbs up. Say, oh, coach. There you go again. Oh, there you go again, sitting right on top of it, aren't you? Yeah, I am. I am. And you know why you like coming here? Because you're free. Why are you free? Because the truth is, nobody knows some of these things. And you get set free because you can walk away from that six-foot icicle who's been telling you that, I've been telling you a lot of things. There's no baptism in the Holy Spirit. Been telling you, oh, those giants, that's baloney. That's misinterpreted. Misinterpreted by who? It's non-essential, dude. And so we're going to break fellowship because you don't believe a non-essential. Come on, somebody encourage me today.
Amen, coach.
Keep telling it, coach. You're right on it.
I'm on it, man.
I'm dying over here laughing because you're right.
Right? And so we can't even. So we're at this event yesterday with Pastor Toto. And you know what I liked about Pastor Toto, still like about Pastor Toto? He makes me think. He said, do you agree with him? I said, you know, I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know. But sure is interesting. Sure is interesting because you know what he's doing? Why, he's attacking those non-essentials. And it makes people nervous. Paradigms, right? Well, we don't believe that. Coach, I've been brought up my whole life to believe once saved, always saved. By the way, go back there, Spencer. Is that non-essential? Let's go to those back to those non-essentials. Once saved, always saved. Is that an essential? No. Go on down, Spencer. I don't think it is. No, it's not an essential. We've made it one, though, haven't we?
Amen.
So let me
St. Augustine said this, in essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. And in all things, charity. In essentials, unity. Those top five things, we got to all be agree with those. In non-essentials, this bigger list, liberty. I'm not going to argue with you about it. Whether you speak in tongues or doesn't speak in tongues, you're still my friend. Still my friend. If you drink wine, we're still buddies. You having homosexual sex? Does that fall under a non-essential? See, that's where we get into trouble, isn't it? When we're trying to, in essentials, unity, and non-essentials, liberty, and all things, charity. And right, by the way, Rochelle, I handed out a bunch of these yesterday. All those you sent to me, I handed out to people yesterday. Because we've been believing lies, haven't we? We've all been believing lies. Okay, let me see one more thing. Do that, Spencer. Go to down the bottom, it says open rebuke. So we go to Granville, we go to the Granville Pride Parade. I got a couple clips I want to show you. Then I'm going to open it up. I promise I'll get y'all in here. Wow. Proverbs 27 says this. So here we are. We show up late and then we go down. God bless all you guys that came. We go down there. We're holding our appeal to heaven flags in downtown and people are coming by and they're flipping us off and they're calling us names and you know how it is. And of course we respond. We respond. You stand on the corner and you tell people that homosexuality is a sin and man, oh man, they have a month to celebrate that debauchery. Gay Pride Month. Sodomy Month. You guys know up until 2003 it was a crime. In the lifetime of everybody watching this show right now, homosexual sodomy was a crime. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee and not your own mouth. A stranger and not thine own lips. Betty, that's why I was so blessed by what you said. It makes me nervous. I hate hearing it. A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. You guys dealing with some fools? Huh? Their wrath, their anger is heavier than a stone and sand. 5, wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? Look at this. Here's the verse I used, and they hate it. Open rebuke is better than secret love. See that, Silver? Huh? You mean you're standing on the street corner telling them that what they're doing is going to kill them? Yes! Why? Because we love them. And we give them an open rebuke. By the way, I give them a private rebuke, but I'm not in the privacy of their own home. But when they bring that debauchery out in the street, my love speaks, and my love is an open rebuke for everybody to hear. And dare I say it, that they may walk in their shame. Why do they call it pride? One of the lines I continually used was, hey, you know, the problem is, you know why we're having this parade out here? Because you are ashamed of what you ought to be proud of, and you're proud of what you ought to be ashamed of. And they knew it. That's why they don't want to hear it. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Wow. I got so much. I got you stacking up. You want to get in here. I got to play something before you do. Hey, Spencer, pull up the Granville cop. Pull him up. Thank you for Bobby Lee for recording this. Now listen, I don't know anything about this cop. I don't know anything. I dealt with several different cops when we were on the streets. People driving by, flipping us off, calling us MFers and all that. It's amazing, right? Telling us our God's a great grandpa ghost in the sky and all this kind of stuff, right? And so the cop comes up. And he didn't like the fact that we're giving an open rebuke, which is better than secret love. And I want you to watch this dialogue. See, people, they don't know how to take it. I'm talking about people who view this. They don't know how to take it. You're arguing with the cop. No, I'm not arguing with the cop. I'm repeating to him the foolishness that just came out of his mouth. I'm not arguing with him. I want you to listen to the bias of this police officer, and he don't even know it. And I'll bet are you watching now, Chief? Are you? Because he told me he watched Sabrina. He told me, he tells us in here that he's watched some of our videos. And I'll bet you this, he either doesn't go to a church or he goes to a jellyfish church, a love, 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 love everybody church. And if you don't think your own personal beliefs impact the way you do your job, watch this video. It's 4 minutes and 1 second. Go ahead. He comes walking up to it. We all do, huh?
I think we do.
Why are you?
No, it's a rainbow.
What's the point of all this?
You're an adult.
What's the point of a gay parade?
You think it's wrong?
Why are you promoting?
You think what's wrong? You think the lifestyle is wrong? We teach it to our children, our grandchildren. Going into our public libraries, teach it to the little children.
Okay. I appreciate the judgment reminder.
I can appreciate you have an opinion.
Right.
What I can't appreciate is your people yelling at people that are just here for a peaceful event.
That's wrong. That's wrong. They're pulling up here cussing and flipping us off. That's not.
Here's a question.
They're probably looking at your signs and
taking. Do we have the right to be here?
It's too bad.
You have the right to be here if you're walking on the
sidewalk.
You go. You don't have the right to be on the road.
Well, that's not true. I'm not on the road.
Some of your people are out there.
It's not the road.
Okay.
So what's the point that you want, officer? What would you like us to do?
I'd like you to be nice to people.
I am being nice to people. I'm telling them this. If they continue in this lifestyle, there's a nice ending for them.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
According to your religion. What's your religion? My religion's irrelevant.
What you're judging mine.
I'm judging behavior.
No, you're judging my faith.
Okay. Your faith requires you to stand out.
Listen, how about this? How about if I had people? Can I judge their behavior?
Listen.
Can I judge their behavior?
No, they're being peaceful.
You're judging my behavior.
Okay. I see that you just want to have conflict.
I'm trying to get a nice little video. I'm trying to get you to listen to your words.
I want you to understand, be nice to the people here. The people here have done nothing. So there's no point at yelling and screaming at people and saying bad things to them, okay?
Yeah.
Can you come to that agreement?
To a point. Is that against the law?
It can be, yeah.
How over would that be? Could you cite that code for me?
Well, I don't know the code off the top of my head, but I
would
know
you
the
make
wording.
One up?
That's what they've done
now. I know the wording. The wording is if you cause an annoyance, inconvenience, or alarm to another.
Uh-huh.
That's disorderly conduct.
So when they come by and flip me off and call me an MF-er, are they causing annoyance to me?
No idea.
You're siding with the enemy.
Sure you are.
The adversary of the devil. That's who you're siding with, is the adversary of the devil. That's exactly what you're doing right now.
Okay.
You are.
Listen, we'll make it all easy. We already spoke to an officer down there.
I know that. He's one of my officers.
Okay. And so are you here for a reason? You already told us.
I'm just going to make sure everybody behaves.
Yeah. We're behaving.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, we know so.
Okay. If you're yelling at people that aren't doing anything wrong.
If they pull up here and start yelling at us, we're going to have something to say back to them.
Sir, officer.
It's just the way it goes.
We're not allowed to.
We have free speech, don't we?
When that's not ours.
Free speech in America.
I know that. I've seen your videos.
What does that even mean?
She said that's not theirs. They don't believe in them. And I said, yeah, I know that. I've seen your videos. I've heard you talk about masks.
Yeah. You've heard me do that?
Yeah. I watched your video with Sabrina Warner.
Yeah. You think she's right or wrong?
It's irrelevant what I think.
No, it's not irrelevant.
Just speak your mind. Speak your mind. Don't be cowardly. Say it. Just say what you mean.
Get him, Judd.
We have to have a side.
Don't have to have a side.
There's no gray area. It's black or white.
That's a fad.
What was he saying?
I used to think it was
too.
Okay, Spence, you can shut it. You can shut it down. You can shut it. Folks, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You better understand this. Christians are the enemy. Christians are the enemy. I asked him later on. They came down to keep an eye on us down at Knuckleheads. And I drove by and I rolled down the window and I said to the two police officers standing there, one of them being him, I said, "We're out of here now. Thanks." And he just kind of frowned at me. I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "Oh, guys were vile." And I can't even remember the other word he used. I said, "You know, sir, you know what sodomy is?" I said, "Do you know that sodomy is one man putting his penis in the anus of another man? That's vile. And they're teaching it to children." Let that sink in. And we're vile because we pointed it out.
Disgusting.
We've lost our ability to blush. We can't blush anymore. Folks, in that police officer's, probably in his career, going back to 2003, sodomy was a crime. You guys know that? It was a crime, and now we're the criminals. Okay, I got more, but let me jump some. Come on in, Myra. You're at the top of the list.
Good morning, saints. I'm just so grateful to the Lord Jesus. I want to thank Bobby Lee for the videos last night. I wanted to know the joy and the fellowship my brothers and sisters had in the gay parade and other events. And also thank you to Ohio Bread, who represent us in Wellington, Ohio, with President Trump's speech. And thank you to Betty for keeping me updated with texts throughout the day. God bless you, my sister. I love you all.
Amen. Larry, come on in. Then Silver.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, wow, what an excellent, excellent example you set in dealing with that policeman and revealing. He revealed of himself. He told on himself that he is a synagogue of Satan. I don't care where he goes to church, calls a church anyway.
Right.
And the other thing I want to say is you're absolutely right. The non-essentials, let each man be convinced in his own mind, is the way the Bible puts it. But we have to understand there are some essentials. And we have to, you know, you fellowship and you collect with the folks and work with the folks that you have an agreement on the essentials. But understanding that not everything is essential is very important. You're doing a great job here this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Come on in, Silver. Then Michelle.
Thanks, Coach. I was, you know, that the essential thing, Spencer, can you put that back up? On the five essentials, go up. There you go. The deity of Jesus Christ, salvation by grace, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and monotheism. What is monotheism?
No other gods before him. Mono, one.
And how does that deal with the doctrine of Trinity?
One God, like three parts. One God and three different water, H2O.
Persons.
Trinity.
H2O, yeah, a person. Water, H2O. It can be water, it can be ice, and it can be steam. It's all H2O.
Understand. That was one of the things that, you know, that we were discussing earlier was some of the things that are discussed by people who have been in here. I mean, I went and did some research, and I went, you know, but we can't take everything they take as fact unless right. You investigate it. So
that's right.
That's what we have to do.
That's what we have to do. By the way, Spencer, slide down a little bit on that screen. Cause I saw this put this in the chat then if you can. On down, all the way down, bud. There's a little graph, picture graph. Keep going. Look at this. There it is. So look, there's a circle. And then the center of that circle is essentials for salvation. And then you have essential for historic Christian orthodoxy, baptism, that kind of stuff, right? Then essentials for traditional orthodoxy. And then you get farther out in the circle and it's essentials for denominational orthodoxy. And you get farther out in the circle, it's important but not essential. And then you get to the point where it's not important. And then you get to the point where it's pure speculation. And if you guys would agree with me, most of us camp on those outer three. Pure speculation, not important, and important but not essential. That's where we spend most of our time. Michelle, come on in.
Morning, Coach. Morning, family. Coach, so the Spirit asked me this question, and I know it's not for me because I'm not a sport person at all. So the analogy must be for the huddle. So, Coach, from your perspective, if a team, so we're both now going to play football for argument's sake. So we pitch up, we've trained. The other team doesn't play at all. The whistle blows and they don't play. What happens in that scenario?
It's called a forfeit.
So then we win by default.
That's right.
So we've just been winning our games by default because we pitch up and the other team doesn't play.
Well, the devil's been winning by default, Michelle.
No, he cheats. He cheats. Yeah. If you have to cheat to win, you lose.
Yeah, but we don't play against him.
No. But the other teams don't play. They don't even pick up the ball. They never make a tackle. They don't run. We pitch up, but they don't play.
They never leave the locker room.
Yeah, they come to the field, but when the whistle blows, they all just march off the field. So we just stand there all ready to play. We've trained, we're ready for this, but we never play.
Right.
Because the other team just walks off.
And so when Coach Dave tries to get you in the game, it's a cult. Come on in, Jeff Nell, then Kevin. Go ahead.
Yeah, I come a little late. What Sam, which the video, the police officer, when I they're in Arizona at... I talked to the police officers in the last place that we went. It's just amazing. I even asked one of them, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? And he answered with, you've totally avoided the issue. In my position, my job, and this and this and that is pretty sad.
Yeah. So Jeff, listen. John Diamond on Saturday morning gave me this one. I'd love to look at it. The Bible talks about those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, right? Hey, folks. God, the Lord sets a pattern in the Bible. When he says things, he sets patterns. Sometimes they're facts, but sometimes they're patterns. And so we are now in an age where people say they are Christian and are not, but they're of the synagogue of Satan. Some things never change, friends. They never change. And when you go to a person who's a Christian and you ask them, are you a Christian? And they don't give you a straight answer, they're of the synagogue of Satan. It's very, very simple. You cannot deny Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Jeff. Did you finish? I walked on you there.
I got there early at that last place. Well, all three of them, matter of fact. But I was across this, out to my right, a car with a young lady in it. She accelerated for him at me. I had to literally jump out of the way. That was intentional. And that's the heart of the condition.
Are you surprised? Tell me you're not surprised.
No, it's a great honor.
Okay, good. Great. Come on in, Kevin. Then Larry and John.
All right, so 2 points. When you were talking with the officer, you asked him what he thought about a particular item or subject, and he said, well, what I think is irrelevant.
Yeah, okay, so after he continues
ducking your question.
Well, not only that, he'd spend this whole time telling me what he thought about what I was doing, right?
Exactly. So then what he did was he turned right around then and then gave his opinion, you know, his personal opinion of what he thought,
right,
you know, while he's in an official capacity. So just to show what a hypocrite he is. Now, the second point is, I will bet you the best double cheeseburger at Knuckleheads that if you had talked to that officer 20 years ago, he would have had the exact opposite stance that he has today.
Maybe, unless you got in some evangelicals.
I've seen a lot of it where people, they end up getting what they feel one way, and then time through time and society and brainwash, they end up getting watered down and eroded. And then suddenly they feel the exact opposite 20 years later. Okay. Yeah. And this goes back to what you were saying about truths never change. Okay. What was true? Look, the sky was blue when I was a kid, and it's still blue now, even if you want to think it's purple or black or whatever.
Yeah. And Bruce Jenner's a man, and homosexual sodomy is the sin. Come on in, John. Come on in, John.
Yeah, I just want to say that with my background and so forth, I've been in many churches that we left up many churches because I was so disappointed in the leadership that they were turning their whole congregation over to the Karens, you know, the name they give the women now, the Karens.
Yeah, they run the church. They run the church.
They run the church, and that pastors don't have the courage to stand up to the Karens in their church. And when that pastor should look to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit and take comfort knowing if he's teaching the truth, stand on the truth.
You know, John, I can't tell you, yesterday when we were in Canton, listen, are you guys looking at me? I can't tell you the number of times after I got through speaking that women in particular came up to me and said, where do we find men like you? Come on in, Craig, and then Larry.
Coach, what this police officer, people in general, and the church that doesn't know the nature of God about homosexuality is if you go to Romans 1 through 18 through 32 and you read this, this is the nature of God. Or I'm just going to read one verse and it will tie in. It says, for this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. God will chase after you, but there is a point where God stops chasing.
Yep.
He still extends his hand for you to return, but he gives you up to your vile passions.
Amen.
Homosexuality is the water breaking to judgment as water breaks to birth for a woman. Sometimes that water breaks, it might be 8 hours before birth comes. Sometimes that water breaks and birth is imminent. If our country does not do serious repentance and return to the truths of God, we are under the wrath of God. Read Romans 1. 18, it's coming. There has not been in history a homosexual culture that has been blessed.
Listen. Amen. Amen. Hang on now. Listen, I got to make a point. Roger, then Larry. Listen, folks. As I was coming down the steps today, the Holy Spirit said to me, can't you see how powerful that demon is? Folks, homosexuality has a month. We celebrate it for a month. Homosexuality, hey, listen, have nothing to do with the unfruitful homosexuality. By its very nature, produces no fruit. It's unfruitful. If everybody became a homosexual, there would be no world. It's unfruitful. Have nothing to do with it. And what does the devil want to do? He wants to promote it, right? And the church wants to accept it. Come on in, Roger.
Oh, so much to say, so little time. I was in shock when we were at Knuckleheads, although we didn't join you for the lifting up of Christ values rally. I was in shock that the police officer was there watching us enjoy our ice cream. I could not believe it.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. And then I run into like politicians, those kind of folks all the time, say, well, I'm not going to give you my personal opinion. I'm thinking, dumbass, sorry. That's why you're elected, because of your personal opinion. What are you talking about? I want to know what you believe, because it controls everything you do. We've let them get away with it. Come on in, Larry, then Randy.
Yeah, hey, this chart that you've got up here, notice from the center out, there's five layers of things labeled as essential. And that last essential one is essential for denominational orthodoxy. Well, I want to know that. I want you to understand. Just think about for a second here. The Bible says that what's in your heart comes out of your mouth.
Now, the abundance of the heart.
If somebody's identity of their relationship with God is the name of their denomination, they have just put the name of that denomination in front of God, and they have placed another God before him, and they no way, shape, or form belong to God.
I'd call that a cult, Larry. Come on in, Randy.
Yeah, Coach, there's people that are not practicing that sin, just like that policeman. He may not be out there, be part of that group practicing that, but look, Coach, he is in the lie. A spirit of lying has taken him. So what we have to do is speak truth, just what you did. He can leave there. He can think about it. But that's the only thing that will deliver people that has a lying spirit on them is truth. And if, right. Coach, the churches that don't go out there and don't do anything, that never get in the presence of these people, they're not able to speak truth. You have to go there to speak truth most of the time.
Right. Randy, you know what's really unbelievable? Grieves your heart is the number of young people in those parades that the parents bring their kids to that debauchery, right? Hey, folks, somebody help me out here. How long ago, Reggie, would that have been considered contributing to the delinquency of a minor? How long ago would that have been, folks? In your lifetime. It would have been in your lifetime. Why is it not? Can I tell you why it isn't? Because it isn't important to the church. The church has wandered off the reservation, and they've made the gospel of love one of the essentials. It's now one of the essentials. Love, tolerance, diversity, God loves everybody. It's one of the essentials. It's not even listed in one of the non-essentials. Yet it's fun. What did that cop keep saying, Jeff? Be nice. Be nice. Just be nice. Yelling's not nice. They would come by, they'd call us MFers, and they'd flip us off. And if Mark Trump was at the top of his game, lifting his voice against it, and the cops mad at Mark Trump for responding to what they say. Are you there, Mark? Are you there, Mark? I hear he's up there moving around. I know he was in there earlier. Mark Kane got a lot of...
I'm here, Coach.
Huh? Give us your take on it, Mark.
Well, I'm just really amazed that we brought that out in a police officer. We brought out such, I don't know, emotion. He said we were mean. He said that we needed to be nice.
Despicable.
This is the chief of police out on the street saying, y'all need to be nice. So I keyed in on that niceness. He crosses the street to be with the vile, disgusting people with their children with rainbow on their face. So you have parents. This is what triggered me, is you got parents marking their children up to bail, and then they take them out in the street and they show people their children marked up in a promise of God of judgment on their faces. So as I inform these parents of their symbology that they've marked their children up with, the promise from God, rainbow is judgment, God is judgment. I'm vile. I'm disgusting, Coach.
Yep. Who are you to judge, Mark? Right?
What a pitiful excuse for a police officer.
Well, Mark, not only that, who are you to judge as he's judging? They can't even see it. They can't even see it, right? We're mean. Those people, those people over there, they just want to have butt sex and teach it to your children. They're good people. You guys are mean for pointing that out.
Let me throw one more thing out. Look, I can't go to everything anymore. But if I could, I would be there. But the things that you can go be heard. Don't be afraid. Jesus is with you. Go where you can, but go, take somebody with you. Don't go alone, but go. Okay. I want to go so much more, and I miss you guys. I just miss it. And I love it. I don't even know what to say. I'm here at Coach's, and it's like I'm with another family. You know, my family, are all vaxxed. All of them. Except my son. He's the last Trump in my family who ain't been vaxxed. His family. My son's family. So my whole family has been eaten by this demon. So go. Spread the word.
Amen. Thanks, Mark. Hey, friends, we're out of time already. Listen to me. I want Betty Perkins to know that I was so humbled and blessed when she stood up in front of that crowd and spoke nicely about me. It meant so much more than it coming out of my mouth for her to say it. The testimony of another, right? Hey, folks, what must the Lord think when you go out and defend him? When you stand up for him, say, oh, no, my, I'm sorry. God doesn't support that. No. God's not for that. Is he sitting over in the corner smiling? Is the Lord sitting over in the corner? Hey, look here, huh? Is the Lord sitting over there in the corner calling, hey, Samson, look down there. Look what Mark Trump's doing. He's sticking up for us. Lord, come here. Hey, come here, Moses. Come here, Moses. Look what Ohio Brett's doing. Hey, get over here. Ruth. Yes, huh? Wow. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.